Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. Another big-time guest here on the Wendy's Big Show. This time, he is a Super Bowl-winning head coach with the NFL Network, and analyst there. He is Brian Billy, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
First things first, I guess just your thoughts on this whole number one ranked offense of the Packers stacking up against this number one ranked defense of the Rams, and obviously something juicy for us in sports talk radio world to conversate about and talk about. For years, it's always been, well, the better defense normally wins when we get to the postseason. I don't know if that necessarily holds true nowadays.
No, and not particularly when you're talking about playing a future Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers that's playing at just an unbelievable level. What he and Davante Adams and that group have got going, it's going to be an interesting matchup because that defense is for real. They're going to bring a unique combination of, obviously, Aaron Donald in the middle. But they're going to have to also bring that pressure on the outside. You know, typically when you go after, say, a Tom Brady, what do you always hear? Move him off his mark. And that upsets his game. Well, you move Aaron off his mark, he's just going to roll to the right or left and kill you down the field. So they've got to bring that pressure, but they've got to try to keep him in the pocket as well. And then the matchup downfield, I can't imagine that Jalen Ramsey isn't going to travel with Davante Adams on every play. So it's going to test Aaron and Matt LaFleur to try to formation an angle and give Davante some advantages here, either with motion or rubs or whatever. But that combination of the coverage down the field, the inside and outside rush, it's going to be a challenge for the Packers.
Coach, this is Leroy Butler. You're very good with quarterbacks. And help me understand a coach's thinking going into a big game like this. Now, Jared Goff, we know he had the surgery, and he had to come in when the young man, John Wolford, went down. Now, they're not releasing who's going to be the starting quarterback, but for some reason, if Jared Goff doesn't play, do you start a John Wolford, or do you go to your third stringer, Blake Bortles, a young man who went to an AFC championship game because he has that kind of experience?
Well, you know, they obviously believe in Wolford. If he is healthy, that's the qualifier here. How healthy is he?
Right.
Is he vulnerable to, you know, getting hit again? And this is a guy that, you know, he's an interesting quarterback. He runs around. He's not a real big guy, so running around, I don't know, is necessarily a good thing. I imagine if Jared Goff is feeling good, and obviously the thumb is going to feel better today than it did last week, but how he has a feel for the ball, we all saw it. Definitely affected his throwing. He didn't have the follow-through. He didn't have the grip. Depends on if that is better this week, obviously. I can't imagine them not starting Goff.
Coach, Gary Ellerson here. Hey, listen, talk a little bit about Aaron Donald and really the interior line of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, David Bakhtiari went down last week, and they had kind of shuttled that offensive line. They brought Valdir in, and he's just tested positive for COVID. So they've got some shuttling to do on that offensive line.
Yeah, and it's a tough one against the likes of what the Rams have, you know, on that defense. And what they're going to face. This is, you know, it's as advertised. And it's not just Aaron Donald, obviously. I mean, he's the marquee guy. He's the guy you've got to double every snap. But you got Michael Brockers as well. They got a couple guys that can bring off the edge. The hard thing is, and I think you heard earlier in the week Aaron talking about it, that, you know, with the respect that he has for Aaron Donald, he's the guy you got to know where he is on every play. You got to get him doubled on every single play. I remember I had a line coach when we were talking about having, I forget who the player was, but having to double a guy like Aaron Donald snap. And at some point I'm kind of going, dang, can we just block the guy one-on-one once? we have to double him every time. And the line coach, he says, oh, no, you can block him one-on-one. You're going to get sacked, but no, you can go ahead and block him one-on-one if you want. And Aaron Donald commands that kind of attention, and I can't imagine the offensive line recall isn't going to be geared towards Aaron Donald.
Coach, have you ever in your career either coached against a mentor or a young man that maybe you hired on your staff? He goes somewhere else, and you're familiar with his thinking. Because the Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, these guys work together, and when San Francisco. The Packers played San Francisco. I mean, he had a lot of ties there. He went to school with the defensive coordinator. He knows Shanahan. Then he knows guys in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying. Have you ever coached against somebody that you were familiar with? And how competitive mentally does that get?
Well, yeah, it's like competing with your brother. You know, you always meet your brother in whatever you're doing. So from that standpoint, absolutely. Now, the fact that they've been together and that familiarity, you know, I'm always asked about that. There's going to be a certain familiarity that you know tendencies about this guy or that, but they know each other. So you got to be careful or it turns into a bad Abbott and Costello routine of that I know he knows that I know he knows, but I know that. So I'm going to do, I mean, you'll drive yourself nuts with that.
You want me to tell you what we said about you in the locker room?
Okay, I'm ready, man.
This guy loves to throw deep, man. I don't get it.
Yeah,
you always looking for the big
guys
play.
Like to throw deep, too.
That's true.
Hey, I want you to remember, always one thing. It's shorter by air.
Yeah, that's true.
It's shorter by air. Coach, are you surprised, though, at the success that Matt LaFleur is having, you know, right away? He's only been there a couple of years, and it just seems like the Packers just, you know, you go away from a truly a great coach in Mike McCarthy who won your Super Bowl, and then you – I mean, most organizations don't rebound this way.
Yeah, I mean, am I surprised? No. Matt LaFleur is an excellent coach. He had the right resume, like you said. Yep. He developed a great resume to become a head coach. And taking away nothing from Matt LaFleur, he also inherited Aaron Rodgers. That's a pretty good place to start, you know. But he's done a brilliant job. And obviously he and Aaron just have developed that special relationship that you have to have if you're going to reach that elite level. I've never seen Aaron Rodgers more comfortable, more relaxed, more calm, more in control, more the ability to see the entire board, as they say. It's been stunning to watch and really, really enjoyable.
Talking with Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick. He joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Coach, what about that matchup of Jalen Ramsey versus Davante Adams? I mean, arguably, you're talking about this year at least, the number one wide receiver against the number one cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah, it's going to be worth the price of admission, isn't it? Because Ramsey's the real deal, but of course, so is Davante. And it's like I said, Matt and Aaron are going to have to be creative in the ways that they try to go at it. Because, you know, Davante Adams is spectacular, and Jalen Ramsey is typically a guy you go, okay, I'm just not going to go there. There's going to be other places to go. And there will be to a degree, and that's part of what Aaron will do, and he'll do brilliantly. But you can't just, okay, I'm not going to throw the ball to Davante Adams because Jalen Ramsey's on him. That's not going to work. So, again, they're going to be very conscious of it. I'm sure Devontae's up for the challenge. He wants to show. But, you know, Ramsey's kind of done a heck of a job against everybody he's gone up against. So, you know, a lot of it also is going to fall on, okay, if there's going to be that kind of attention there, then obviously Lazard and Valdez-Scantling and Tanyan are going to have to step up because they're going to have opportunities. Because Aaron's going to see those matchups. Those are going to be more favorable matchups, but you still got to get the ball into Devontae.
Coach, I got one off script here, and Leroy's going to kill me, but I have to say it anyway. Uh-oh. He's up for the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. And you faced him. What did you think of Leroy Butler when you guys were designing a game plan with those really three wide receivers that you guys had along with your running back and Smith?
When the finalists Vikings came out.
Yeah.
And all those years, yeah, we faced one of the best thing I could say, and I said it on air when it came out. I said, the best testimony I can give you is that Leroy was a major pain in the ass the whole time I was in Minnesota. He was that guy that you always had to account for. If you didn't, it was going to get you beat. And we say that a lot. You know, we just talked about an Aaron Donald and the like. But there are really only a handful of guys that you run across on a regular basis that you've got to account for on every single snap. Leroy was that way. It was great competition, great emotional leader for the team. I'm thrilled that he's getting this recognition.
I got to ask you one more thing before we go. We had former Falcons head coach Mike Smith on yesterday, and I know you're involved with X-Tech shoulder pads as well. And he's on the radio talking about, well, I put my hand under a shoulder pad and they smashed it. I'm sorry, man. I'm not about doing all that. But he said his hand was fine, no big deal. You obviously could talk more about these pads.
Yeah, I've been with them from the beginning. Bob Broderick, Teddy Monica. You know, I remember when they came and sat down with me and put this all on a piece of paper and say, we think this can be really good 8 years ago, and here's the number one pad in the NFL, and rightfully so. I mean, you got people like George Kittle and DK Metcalf and Josh Allen. Aaron Donald is in sports in X-Tech pads. You got premium programs, elite programs, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ohio State, all in X-Tech pads, and very proud of that. I mean, they've done a heck of a job, and we now, because of that, they're basically form-fitted pads. And so we have a digital database that accounts for age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, all the things that you need to have the right fitting pad. It's 100% American made, and it's available to high school players. It's a great game. We got to protect our players as they play this game and grow on it. You got to put them in X-Tech pads.
And if you enter the promo code COACH21, you get 10% off your order. How cool is that?
Hey, I like that.
Just by listening to Coach Bellick here on the Big Show.
You money, Leroy, right?
That's right. I like that discount, Coach.
I'm coming after you. How many coaches actually saved you money?
Zero.
All right.
You're the first.
He is Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst Brian Bilick. Follow him on Twitter at Coach Bilick. Coach, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Glad to do it.
You betcha. There he is, Brian Bilick on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.